Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show, featuring Steve and Karen Wilson, owners and innkeepers of the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast. Well, today's show is all about getting hitched in Asheville. We're going to talk about small and intimate weddings, elopements, proposals, and also the honeymoons. So we are going, of course, to the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast to hang out with Steve and Karen. So check out their site, lion-rose.com. Hey, Steve and Karen, how are you?
Hey, good. How about you?
Good, good. See how I did that? So you'd have to say hi together in unison. Yeah. Since this is all about unity. But we also we have Jay Schultz back on the show. Jay is the photographer and owner of Spartan Photography. I feel like he's going to come out wearing like a thing on his head, like a toga. I don't know.
With Jay, you never know.
A helmet. Like he's going to come out. I'm a Spartan. I'm going to, you know. Yeah. You can check out his website, spartanphotography.zenfolio.com. He is an awesome photographer, and he even does drone photography of weddings, proposals.
Cool.
It is super cool what he's doing. So welcome back, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you a Spartan? He's a Spartan.
I'm the singing Spartan.
Oh, we like that. We like that. So I know, Steve and Karen, we've been at the B&B where you've had honeymoons, people coming back for celebrating their anniversaries. I forgot that part too. But you also have weddings at the inn, right?
We do. We usually have a few a year. We happen to have one, a couple right here right now that Steve married last May. And they've been back here. This is their fourth time back since that wedding. So they feel like family. So shout out to Bill and Cindy. They love coming back, and
And so when you say that, I need to make sure everyone knows that Steve doesn't have a bunch of wives, but he is an officiant, so he can actually legally unite you as a married couple, right, Steve?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
I'm official.
Okay, so how
I'm official?
Many,
official.
He's official. Steve is official. But how many people can be at the inn for a wedding?
I think the maximum we've had has been like 16 or 18, because usually, I'll say usually people will rent the whole inn and have immediate family, closest friends, so we can hold up to 12 people spending the night. And in some cases, we've had a few that stayed somewhere else and then they just came over for the wedding.
Okay. Yep. Or do you have people staying at the inn and going to a wedding, like if it's a really big wedding somewhere?
We've had that as well, because Homewood is a popular place, and that's right down the road from us.
So there's, you can do any size wedding in Asheville. It's a beautiful place to get married because you've got the Smoky Mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains, Blue Ridge Parkway, the forest, and then charming bed and breakfast, like the Victorian mansion. That is a Victorian. Can I call it a mansion, Karen? The Lion and the Rose?
I think it's
a big house. A Victorian B&B, so it's really romantic. And you've got the suite at the top. Tell everybody about that, because that's got to be for the couple, right? For when you do the wedding.
Yep. Every time, that's it. Every time we've had a wedding, the Craig Tom suite has always been basically the honeymoon suite, where the couple has more space to get ready up there. You got beautiful mirrors to take pictures, the balcony and stuff like that to make beautiful photos and moments. So definitely the Craig Tom suite is a popular spot for whenever we have an elopement or any kind of romantic getaway kind of thing.
Honeymoon.
Honeymoons.
Yeah. Yep.
That's where I spend my honeymoon.
Really, Jay?
Yep.
That was your honeymoon. All right, so Jay, tell us your wedding story, your Asheville wedding story.
Oh, I have a good story. So it starts.
He does
with,
have a very good one.
My engagement, they have a lighting ceremony, a Christmas lighting ceremony in Patton, in Pack Square every year, and we went to go get our pictures taken with Santa after that, and I decided that was going to be the night that I was going to propose to my future bride. And after we got a picture taken with Santa, got on one knee and proposed, and everybody clapped, and Citizen Times was there, and we were in the paper, and it was a great time. And then the rest of the night ensued, but that's not appropriate for this podcast. So
everybody cue the fireworks.
it was a pretty fun night. It was a pretty fun night. We didn't go straight home. I'll just say that. It was a good night. And then we got engaged, and then we planned to get married, like a big wedding but then the pandemic hit. And when that happened, we were both furloughed for a while. And so we were traveling around and stuff, and she had traveled and I was home. And then as soon as she got home, I left and I was traveling, and I had called her and said, you know, man, I really miss you. I said, you know, I feel like we've been, you know, kind of missing each other and stuff. She's like, oh, well, let's have a special date when you get home. And so I came home on a Thursday, and on Friday, my wife surprised me with a wedding.
Okay,
that's amazing.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. And mm-hmm. and so then the honeymoon was at the Lion and the Rose.
Yeah, Karen and Steve. I guess I had done some stuff for Karen and Steve, and they gave me some cool stuff in return because we were doing bartering during COVID. But Christy mm-hmm. hadn't met Karen and Steve, and so she had actually on the side reached out to them and asked if you know, they could help us out with some stuff, and they were great. It was that was the best honeymoon ever.
Wow. What a cool story.
He got a surprise wedding and everything. That's why I'm like, our story doesn't even come close to that. That's such a great story.
That is cool. That's cool. I mean, hey, let's have a date. By the way, we're getting hitched today now. You know, you didn't even have to go through all the drama.
Yeah, I was like, for real? Like, we're like really getting married? Really like getting married? Or was this like a thing? And she's like, no, we're like really getting married. Like, we're going to like sign papers after this. And I was like, I'm down. Let's do it.
Man, that is cool. So was the wedding and honeymoon all in the same day and night, or two separate occasions?
No, it was the same day and night, I think.
No way. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had the wedding, and then we had like a little reception at our house. Karen and Steve came over. We had everybody over, that was done. We went back to their place, and that was the honeymoon.
Wow, that's amazing.
We lived like what, a mile and a half away from each other at that time.
That's funny. At that time,
So basically, mm-hmm. they didn't want to clean their house. No, but I think the inn is very romantic, and you know, I remember when Nancy and I did those little stints of being innkeepers. You know, we did that a few times at the inn, and I remember just like, okay, this is the first day of a honeymoon for a couple that came in, and I'm like, oh my God, everything has to be perfect. This is their honeymoon. It's like one of the most important, like the second important thing is, you know, the proposal, the actual wedding, but this is the thing. You know, so I mean, that room, I think, like, you know, I was just like paranoid, but they were so cool. And I think that's the thing is, like, you attract really nice people to your inn. And, you know, they had a blast, and they were just so, you know, they had, and the one time there was like the couple that they hadn't had a vacation together for a while. And I served them breakfast upstairs, breakfast in bed. They came out. I mean, they had champagne. Yeah. They had brunch. They, you know, they took the package and they loved it. And the one thing too is that top suite. You know, getting breakfast in bed up there. You have a refrigerator in there. You have a bathroom with a tub and a big shower that will fit more than two people in it if you want. But you know, weddings between two usually. But it is Asheville. Anything goes. But there's like so much space. Like, there's like living room, like a mini living room.
Yeah, big fireplace too.
Fireplace. Even two cozy TVs if you need to split up for a while. But it's really there's a night, like you've got place to have a dressing area and still have space. I think it's like for bridesmaids, and like even if someone's not doing the wedding at the inn, I can see that top suite being where the bridesmaids are going to all hang out and do the makeup and drink a lot of champagne, because or beer, right, Steve? Didn't you do like a beer wedding?
Yeah,
Yeah, the last wedding we had was where they did a beer toast instead of champagne, which was wonderful. Yep. That was so cool. Oh,
we are
that is
all
so appropriate for Asheville.
Yeah. Well, because this is all brewed on site, right? So when someone's having a wedding, whether it's Sunday or not, normally Sunday is Beer Mosa Day, but would the next day officially be Beer Mosa Day, no matter whether it's a Sunday or not? If I mean, if people request that, like, we need Beer Mosas, you know,
I think upon request, it could be any day.
The morning after any, you know, wedding should have Beer Mosas.
And, sometimes in the morning I stop by just to see Steve's cook breakfast and have a beer mosa with him.
They're good.
Nancy, that actually hasn't happened yet, but it will happen now.
It will.
You should have a beer.
Only well, hang it by the one morning when you're delivering.
Yeah,
but no
for
beer
sure.
mosas if you're driving.
Oh, I'll bring the OJ.
You should have a beer called What Did I Just Do?
Yeah.
So after they get married, it would be like, What Did I Just Do beer?
No, you should have the oopsie. Just call it oopsie beer. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we're pregnant now. We just got hitched, but now we're pregnant.
Oh, oopsie.
I'm kidding. Oh, yeah. No, but I think it is that the inn has just got so many places, even the stairway. Do people use the stairway for photos, Jay? Because I know you've done photos there at the inn, right?
I have, yeah. I'm mostly outside, though. We haven't done anything inside. Mm-hmm. I would love to do some stuff inside because it's just such a gorgeous space. And the backdrop are amazing. So, yeah, that would be cool to do that. But most of the stuff that I do is outdoor, especially if it's a drone.
Yeah, that helps, right?
The staircase is so Gone with the Wind, you know? That would be awesome.
Scarlett O'Hara coming down there with her dress, her little hoop dress on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Carol Burnett. Anyway,
Carol Burnett falling down the staircase in her hoop dress.
Yeah, with the wings. Remember when she took the anyway, that's a whole other thing. Yeah. But the stairwell is beautiful. And then even the parlor area and, you know, the parlor area has got some, and the actual wraparound porch, that to me is like, that's got to be an awesome spot, Jay, for folks. And just, even
we do a wedding out there too.
Ooh,
yeah,
outside.
I've done photos there. Yep.
Outdoor weddings.
Yep. Married them out there on the porch.
And garden weddings. Yeah. Oh, do people don't want their dress dirty? But oh man, that's cool. That's cool. And the thing is, you can just get parked. You can park and get hitched all in the same spot, and not have to drive anywhere. I like
all
that.
In one.
Are you saying that parking is hard in Asheville?
I didn't say that. Well, you know, I think it's easy. It is, you know, you're not far from downtown and stuff. So it's, you know, cost effective to get Ubers and things like that. And, you know, it makes sense from where the inn is. But I don't know. I kind of think like it would be cool to get hitched and then put the whole wedding party on one of the trolleys, like the Gray Line trolley or the Zoom or something.
Mm. It would be.
Yeah, it's a Lazoom bus.
The Lazoom bus too. Yeah.
Do they do special events, those kind of trolleys? Yeah. Do they do like special events? Like
the trolley does. I'm not sure about Lazoom if they do whole group rental. Mm-hmm. Do you know, Jay?
Yeah, Lazoom does because we actually, one of our plans for our fifth wedding anniversary is to do everybody on a Lazoom bus. And so we priced it out and everything. Oh. Yeah. Yep.
Ooh.
That would be fun. That, I like that. And they always go by the inn too. It's an easy pickup. You know, the other thing too is how do people ever get like engaged or even hitched in the park in, you know, Smoky Mountains National Park or on the Blue Ridge Parkway or in Pisgah National Forest? Because I actually helped a friend get married. This is crazy. And she didn't know me that well. We were friends and we were actually neighbors. And she decided they were going to get married. And they were going to do a campground wedding, which turned out to be one of the most magical. We put up twinkly lights all in the campground and did like a little aisle with twinkly lights. And, but this is where she went wrong. She put me in charge of the bar. Dumb.
Oh.
Dumb.
Oh.
dumb, but I will tell you, it was one of the happiest weddings ever. People partied, but it was like, and then we all camped, and it was so cool, you know, because they had a little girl too already at that point, and it just was just this camping wedding was a trip, but to go out in nature and get hitched in nature. Have you had anybody do that? Because I know, like, some of the national parks do have like, little lakes. Yeah, you have?
We have. We've had people stay here, and then they would – we've had a couple that went up to the top of Craggy Pinnacle, which is outside Craggy Gardens on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and they got married up there. It was kind of, like, not the best weather, but it was foggy, and the pictures they had were magical. Yeah, it was. It was magical kind of feeling. So, yeah, definitely have people doing just that.
Ooh, you could do it on Chimney Rock. Get married on Chimney Rock.
That would be interesting.
People get married along the App Trail.
On which one? Where?
Along the App Trail, the Appalachian Trail.
The Appalachian Trail, yeah.
They did one up in Tennessee. They did it right on the side of the Appalachian Trail. There were, like, through hikers coming through. There was people camping 30 feet from where they got married. And the drone actually was perfect for that because being up on top like that, you don't really get a good view of the expanse unless you get a little bit of elevation. So it's you don't have to fly up high, but to get just a little bit of elevation shows that perspective of how small you are on top of this big mountain. Mm-hmm.
So when you do your photography, I know you do a lot of drone photography. Do you have to do permits and go through some paperworky kind of governmental red tapey stuff before things can be like, oh yeah, I can do this. You know, if it's going to be if you're doing like a proposal photo or engagement photo. And how do you do that? If you're proposing, how do you get a photographer? Isn't it supposed to be a surprise? Or does the photographer, do you just jump out of the bushes and go, gotcha?
Hopefully if it's a proposal, one person knows about it and then they can, you know, figure out how to help the photographer, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it has to have some kind of backstory as to why the photographer is there, or they have to, jump out of a bush or something. But yeah, you bring an interesting point up because there are things that, you know, as a regular photographer, you know, wherever you want to go, I can go and take pictures. There's a couple times where, like, if you want to go and do professional photographs at, like, say, the Biltmore, there's a fee that goes along with that. But when you're flying a drone, you have both the state that you're flying in, the country that you're flying in, and the Federal Aviation Administration all have rules as to where you can take off and land and fly. And so all of those things come into to play. And, I talked to a lot of real estate agents about, you know, the fact that, I just went and bought myself a, you know, $400 drone. And I do all my own drone work, but they don't have a pilot's license. They don't know about this airspace. Mm. And they're really opening themselves up to a lawsuit or a fine, depending on what's happening with that. And so when it comes to doing these elopements and things like that, if someone's asking for something, you know, along the App Trail or along the Blue Ridge Parkway, then we have to get special permission for sure.
How long does that take to do?
It depends on what kind of airspace it is. Some of it you can do online and it's instant, especially if you have a pilot's license, you have special access to a system that allows you to talk to the FAA and get permission that way. But if it's a land use, like say if you're going to fly over the Blue Ridge Parkway, you have to talk to the National Park System and get special permission to fly a specific mission and give them all the details before you could fly.
A mission?
Can you get a drone to drop the wedding ring at the right time?
So I mean, there are drones that will do that. I don't specialize
in that. That'd be cool.
Wow, we just saw a drone show. We were talking about you, Jay, the other night. It was a Saturday after Thanksgiving. We were in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and they have like, there was their 97th Christmas Festival of Lights, and they have over 100 sets of lights all on the Cane River Lake in their downtown, and it's over 100,000 lights in total.
It's amazing.
And they have wow. live music. It was awesome. Nancy and I got to get out to live music, and then we had to go, and we're like, no, let us be. But they have fireworks and everything. But this, the second time, so we went twice to this festival, and the second time was their drone light show, and it was the first time to happen in Natchitoches.
Oh, crazy good.
And I have to tell you, it was like, it almost brought me to tears, which, like, emotionally weird. It's weird. Like, you really get, it's so synchronized. It, it, like, there's an emotional component to it that it's different than fireworks. Like, and then the fireworks people came on after the drones and beat, they blew everything up. They're like, boom, dude. No, we're jealous of the drones. They had all these drones, and they were spelling out the name Natchitoches and Merry Christmas and making, you know, like hot cocoa things in the sky.
Yeah, I mean, it was beautiful.
The synchronicity of all these drones, I have to tell you, to me was, I can't explain why that would be emotionally, you know, triggering, like not a bad thing, but as a, like it kind of like, whoa, that made you feel something. I got triggered. But speaking, yeah, it's a trigger wedding, elopement, a shotgun wedding. There you go. Trigger wedding.
Steve knows what you're talking about, though.
Triggered and hitched
Steve,
all of the
Steve
same
remembers
night.
The first time. Steve remembers the first time he went to a laser light show to Pink Floyd. He knows exactly what you're talking about.
Well, it's different, though. It's different than the laser lights, right? Oh, yeah.
It is, more
than flashbacks, too. But it's I don't know. It was really moving. That would be the word, right, Nancy? I mean, it was.
Oh,
I
yeah, because they were going to music and the
That's
whole
awesome.
Thing. Yeah, it was like, how did they do that? Mm. You know?
Yeah. But the fireworks people were pissed. They were pissed. They did blow stuff up afterwards, like louder than the last time. And Nancy and I almost dropped and rolled. Like, we're like, go, dude. Like, honestly, I'm like, what the hell just happened? And it was just the fireworks people got pissy. They got outdone. And so they just like, we're going to amp this up. I don't know what happened. I didn't even know you could do that. I mean, I thought a firework was a certain, like that's it. But boom,
it's,
man,
like,
they blew stuff up.
We're like,
it was fun all the way around. But you go from, oh, this is so sweet and sentimental, and I actually do care about things in life. And then all of a sudden, boom, like, all right, I'm back to normal again.
Yeah, as a veteran, I can say that I would like to be entertained by fireworks, not scared by them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just was a little louder than before. Because people was safe and everything, and it was beautiful. But the drone thing is really interesting, because I wonder if they will go more towards that in the future, because they have permits and parks and things like that for real reasons, but I was thinking about how many dogs running away, dogs' lives are going to be saved by not having fireworks,
not having
and drones
fireworks.
Replacing them, you know what I mean? And pollution and stuff like that. So I was kind of thinking, this is like a whole new thing. I think we'll still always have fireworks in this country, because we do like to blow things up, but but it kind of is a balance that's an interesting thing of,
well, it was beautifully done. I mean, the choreography of the drones with the music, and I mean, they had their own sparkles.
I would
like everybody was standing looking up with their mouths open, like, whoa, it's just not something you see. You know, it was really impressive. It really was.
If you went to the other shop before you went there, you'd be like, dude. You'd be like, dude, it was definitely one of those. But I think it would be interesting at a wedding to have that kind of drone thing. But the amount, like Jay, since you do this as photography, that has to be pretty, I mean, there's so much that goes into it, because you don't just get a drone and push a button and hope it works. There's a technique to it.
Well, it's pre-programmed, right? So it's kind of like a light show in that, you know, once they push the button, once they've programmed everything, all they got to do is push the button on it, and it'll run a program. And that's what does that. So yeah, and we have the autonomous ability to do that with the drone that I have too. I can pre-program a flight and push a button and let it go and do what it does, and it'll come back too. So
nice. Now, can you do, I know this isn't weddings. I know this isn't about weddings, but is this a way to get non-invasive photography of wildlife? Like how we have webcams and things like that. But if it was like the wildebeest migration in Africa that you wanted to actually see the move from the top instead of a helicopter, wouldn't this be kinder than a helicopter that is loud and will make the wildebeest kind of, but once they're in that herd mentality, they really are. Ooh, it sounds like people. Anyway, do you think that would be a way to get animals that are on the move, like any kind of migration, to use drones for that kind of photography? Jay went away. He muted himself. Yeah, he's muted. Oh. All right. Well, it's okay. Maybe he'll unmute himself in a little bit.
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear you for a second there. What was the question?
I was saying, okay. I think is what I called people, like herding mentality in people, but I didn't mean that. That's why I said it twice. If you look at drones, I know you're doing wedding photography, but with moving like wildlife, like wildebeest that migrate and, you know, animals like whales migrate, birds migrate. Could you use drone photography to do that so that it's non-invasive, you know, non-invasive photography for wildlife?
And we're doing a lot of studies on that too, because some of the reasons that a lot of the parks don't want people to fly drones is because it does upset the wildlife and they don't know how to react to it. It's they're introducing something very, very foreign to them. They don't know how, you know, is it a predator? What is it? So it makes them nervous. And so we're doing research to figure out how we can be less invasive. One of the guys that I actually just watched a video about has this red glint tape that he puts on his drone that causes if a bunch of crows come up and they have a tendency to flock and kind of attack the drone because they don't know what it is. With this red glint tape, it either confuses them or it causes them to be, you know, like less interested in it and they fly away. So that kind of research is out there, and I'm excited to see what happens so that we don't, you know, we're always, whatever technology we come up with, we're always trying to make it less invasive. But, you know, I think that drones are going to be a big part of the future, and we need to figure that out.
Yeah, the balance, even for a wedding, right? So if you're doing it, because you have some amazing photography of people even spelling out names and things like that as a human body, and then you doing photos of that. Tell everybody about that process to be able to, like, you're going to put, I mean, that's like creating a maze with human bodies.
Yeah. So it takes, I always think about the people who are artists and they make these huge murals. They can work so small, but make something so big. And I got a chance to see that in motion when doing drone photography. You're facing, you know, straight down towards the earth, and you can put people in a position that spells things out, kind of like a pattern. And and that's pretty cool. But it takes a little bit of forethought to get that done, because you only have so much time to fly. You can't take an hour to try and get everybody in position, you know?
Yeah, that's would be really good for divorce photography and get all your. My mind just went there. It's like, hello.
Whoa.
I know. Divorce photography, that word could be really interesting, you know?
With drones?
Yeah, no, like, I don't know. But the thing is, you know, with photography, as a photographer, can't you, and I want to touch on this with Steve and Karen too at the end, whereas people will go back to their roots like every 5 years or every year, even like I got, you know, proposed to here, engaged here, and then maybe the wedding was here, or, you know, go to the inn over and over to celebrate as part of their anniversary. Do people do that with their photography, like with photography too? Like, here we are through the years, in that same spot kind of thing. Maybe if it's every 5 years, I don't know. Like, do they do that?
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. We lost.
Yeah, I definitely see those trends where we're trying to recreate things that have happened in the past. Even as you know, for me as a drone photographer, I haven't really seen it on the drone side. I've done some regular portraiture here where they've brought me a picture and we've tried to recreate it. But on the historic side of like cities and things like that, you know, a lot of times cities will spend the money to do aerial photography way back in the 50s, 60s, and even before that, when flights were starting to happen, they started to do photography from up there. And so trying to recreate some of those photos using the drone is really, really cool.
Awesome. Okay, so let's go. Steve and Karen, do you have people come back all the time to celebrate?
We do. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Especially the wedding couples we have had. Mm-hmm. They've come back. Yeah. And they continue it. It's, I mean, we used to do that too, where we go back to the same location. It's just reliving memories, you know, being romantic. Yeah.
That's okay. Cool. Speaking about you guys too, let's talk about your wedding story. Tell people about that.
Because
it does touch back to the inn. And I know we're recording on Stephen's Day. But
right.
Didn't you get married on Sweetheart's Day? As I recall.
Yeah, we did. We did. Steve might not be happy with telling this whole story because it might embarrass him some.
Oh, I'm not going to get triggered. I'm going to get triggered.
No. Well, our engagement was, we kind of knew. We both knew it was coming. We were on a cruise and it was Christmas Eve and we were like, half asleep, and then all of a sudden Steve decides to wake me up and all shaking, nervous, asks me to marry him.
Wow. So it's a Christmas
I'm
Eve.
Pretty smooth.
I didn't know that. Oh, you're just like, hey, there's boat turbulence.
Oh, that's like, what's in your stocking?
Yeah, I feel the earth. We're on the water. Yeah. Oh, hello. Oh. Have a holly jolly Christmas. So that was your proposal. That is awesome.
That was our proposal.
Where were you?
We were in the Caribbean enjoying a holiday cruise from Christmas to New Year's.
Was this even legal? No, just kidding. That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Your own wedding, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, that's it. We could have been, but we didn't do that. We were going to do just a simple elopement, but somehow our families got wind of it. And so we ended up having just a small wedding, but our families are all over the country. So we wanted to pick a neutral spot. So we got married on the beach in Key West, Florida. Gave everybody a destination wedding.
That's cool. And was that a bed and breakfast, right? You stayed at one.
That was our very first day in a bed and breakfast. Yeah. So that, set everything in motion. It kind of cool how that all fell into place.
Did you have key lime pie at your wedding?
We did not, but you know, it was appropriate. We had it, I think, at the day before at the whatever you want to call it.
It's a key
reception
lime pie
ahead
cake.
Of time.
Yeah. So then what about, did you play Jimmy Buffett at the wedding? This is important.
Oh, go on.
No.
Good and better, no.
We did go to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville while we were down there to party.
Okay, now but, we're really good. Yeah. Cheeseburgers and margaritas. Okay, all right. This is important. This is important. You know, we want the scoop. And then did you everything when you guys bought a bed and breakfast that it would lead to that? Like going from, Yeah. Wow.
Totally weird how it all kind of came together. I'm like, It's interesting. Not as interesting as Jay's story, but our story kind of all came together. Just weird how the things happen in life.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool.
Yeah, what's kind of funny is the porch is the same color as the one we got here.
Yeah.
Oh, same color green.
Wow.
So a lot of people mistaken that for this place when they look at the picture and they think, oh, did you guys get married here? And yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was a very tropical day.
Just last week. I still had no gray hair.
Wow. That's funny. So did you guys go back to Key West to where you got married ever, or?
We actually have not been back there. We have not been back there since, and we've said it and we've said it and we just haven't gone back. There's so many other places we love and so many other places we like to go. It's hard to, it's always hard to choose. You know how that is. Travels is, it's hard to choose.
Well, you guys have been all over the world, so, you know, can't say you haven't traveled together. And that's the thing in relationships, travel weeds it out. It weeds out if someone's an idiot on a road trip, you know it's over. No. It's like, that's it. Romantically, if someone is not a good road trip companion, it's over.
It's true.
Travel, you have to have the right person to travel with. It just, and it makes it too. You've with the right, I mean, that's just like a metaphor for life with relationships, right? If you can get through traveling together with the ups and downs and detours and bumps, obstacles, all of it, and have a good time, you know, make the best out of the worst. I think that's a metaphor for life. It is, really.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. And running a bed and breakfast, holy cow. Wow. I still like don't know how everyone does like innkeeping and bed and breakfast ownership, and you know, especially a historic home. Yeah, it's got all this charm that we're talking about, but so much work behind it, you know. And think about all the people that are happy, and I wonder, you know, about proposals, how many you don't even know what happened, you know what I mean? Like how many lives are part
it could
of
be.
The in story, you know, if the walls could talk, you know.
I know, definitely.
Even just people staying, because isn't it pretty much bed and breakfast are like the romantic escape? And I wonder if how many times,
definitely.
People go just to even rekindle their relationship if they're super busy with kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Are you seeing that?
We just had somebody 27th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So we've seen, I mean, we've seen anything and everything.
Well, it's, it's a home as well as a place to stay.
Yeah, we newlyweds
stay
the other night.
Yeah, like a hotel is kind of icy compared to a bed and breakfast. I don't mean the temperature.
Exactly.
No.
It's like a home.
Know,
it's an extended
it's a home.
Home.
So you,
feel
like
it's warm.
Yeah.
I like to say warm and welcoming.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I stayed in a hotel.
I'm trying to think.
You're spoiled,
well,
see?
We have. Yeah, we have. And we have.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to,
hotels.
You know. But
I'm not against hotels.
Like, no.
We're not against hotels, but there's a definite difference in the experience between hotels.
Oh, definitely.
B&Bs. Like, it's just so, like, you can go down in the morning and say, hey, I want to do this. Do you know what to do? Like, we're, like, okay, what about Asheville for romance photography, for proposals, engagement photos? Because, Jay, doesn't that happen? They get the proposal. You either jump out of the bushes or have some kind of stealth plan. But then they actually do go and have, like, an engagement photo, right? That I see that on everyone's refrigerator doors as we pet sit across the country, like the engagement photo. And that's like a totally, I mean, it is normally, it seems to be outdoors, actually, from what I've seen is outdoors.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, a lot of them do it outdoors. I think there's a lot of, especially in Asheville, I've seen there's a lot of photographers that specialize in natural portraiture lighting. And so, you know, that lends itself to doing things outdoors. It is a little bit more expensive to go to a studio and have your photos taken because we're controlling the light and there's a lot of expense that goes with that. But, you know, I don't think that's the vibe here in Asheville either, right? We're not doing glamour shots.
Yeah. Right.
That includes people locally, and then visitors that come in already know if they're coming in to get their engagement photo, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
That's the vibe. They've got family there. I mean, because I know a lot of guests that stay with you, Stephen, Karen, are, you know, they've got relatives or they come from Asheville and they're coming back home.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get married. Oh, yeah. And that kind of thing, right? So that's cool. And then,
right.
So any tips on places to have those photos taken? Have you done some places that you go like, this is the epic, you know, engagement photo place? Or does it go by the couple?
It kind of goes by the couple and how outdoorsy they really are. Because there's some pretty cool spots around Asheville that kind of shows the spirit and the vibe of Asheville, especially down on the River Arts District. You know, when you're along the river there, there's some cool graffiti. There's some cool buildings. Got the river. So there's a lot to choose from, but you can get outside of that pretty quickly and get right up into the mountains. And some people would prefer to do that. You know, they want to see buildings. They want to see trees and rocks and nature.
In a building is kind of confining compared to being out in nature where you can look up and see the sky and think anything's possible.
Absolutely
true.
There's also, you got to think like you guys with the wraparound porch in that garden, man. You know, it's pretty epic because you've got the lion sculptures out there, the statues. You know, you're the lion with the rose. Like, to me, it's like that would be cool and have like the bride like have a rose in her mouth, like the stem. that sounded bad. Take the thorns off, you know, but it would be kind of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just added that to my shot list.
Yeah. I mean, because you'd have the lions there. It's pretty regal, yet still like fun, you know. Are there goth weddings happening in Asheville? Like, just like here we are.
Oh yeah, we've done one of those. We've done one of those. I'm sure Jay has too. We have.
Cool. Do they wear black? Like the bride wears black?
No, the one couple we had actually did like a theme of Nightmare.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas theme. So definitely goth like. I mean. She didn't have a black dress. She did still have a white dress, but everything else was definitely the dark theme, and it was fun.
And you could do it with tattoos too. Like if you're, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I love the themes. I mean, I think it's either like, hey, it's an elopement or something real small and easy, quick garden style, you know, or nature park, or totally theme it up. Even if it's a small wedding and just be, go crazy. I mean, it's your thing together. And if it's something you guys like, you know, do it. You know? It's cool to kind like of plan those parties.
I think when the guy walks out to, you know, to get married, he walks into the church and is going down the aisle. Somebody should play James Bond music.
So Octopussy. I was going to say too, like, all right. So if you guys were going to renew your vows at the end, Steve and Karen, of course, Jay's doing the photography. Would you have Oreo and Ozzy, the little Shih Tzus, your little babies, walk down the, because you do have that garden path. That's like an aisle, you know? Would you do that with them being like your flower boys and ring bearer boys?
We could. Can't say they're going to stay on the right path.
Yeah. You'd have to.
If that's what you wanted for your wedding, is to have them walk down the aisle, I would work with them every day for like 3 weeks to get them trained. Oh. Yeah.
Ooh. And just all you have to do is put food in front of Oreo. Just give them cookies.
Yeah.
Yep.
You need a trail of food, right?
Yeah.
Once you get one in line, the other one will follow.
That's it.
True.
We're back to the herding again. Yeah, I love most this. Cases.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right. So before we go, let's look at the most romantic spots, like a day, right? To celebrate an anniversary, an engagement for a couple. Where's like the most romantic places? So each of you get to do this, right? So a destination, like a very good place to go, like, you know, schnookery, you know, like the best kissable places, right? Romantic places out of nature, because come on. And then we want to know, like, where you're going to go for dinner or drinks or whatever. What is like a romantic day and evening going to look like in Asheville as couples? So All three of you have to do one. Nancy and I can't do any of it other than, let's say, let's go hike and have a beer or something. That's really
wrong. Well, that's our favorite thing, too.
So, but let's go with you, Jay. Like, what is like the ultimate romantic day and evening if you're going to celebrate something big with your wife?
So I feel like probably during the day, we're going to pack some sandwiches and a couple of beers, and we're going to head to Pisgah National Forest. We're probably going to find one of the numerous waterfalls that are in that national forest and mm-hmm. kind of hike up to it, you know, depending on how we're feeling that day. Sometimes there's one that's right on the side of the road. I forget the name of it. It's just up from Sliding Rock Falls. That one's pretty easy because you can just park and just walk
Looking
right
left.
To it. It's right there. Look, yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there's several there that you can go to. That's the day. And then that evening, you know, I'm probably going to take her to some place that has like Indian food. Maybe what's that new place that I just heard about? I just went to it recently.
You went to the new one. About that. Mm. Yeah, I heard.
I know, like
you
five or six of them now.
You had guests that came back raving
place.
About it.
Right on Biltmore too. I can't. I suck at remembering names of things. But
okay.
Indian
so
food.
It's a really good Indian restaurant. Okay.
Oh yeah, and there's like
there's
three or
several.
Four of them in Asheville mm-hmm. that you can't go wrong.
Yes.
None of them are bad.
I agree.
I love Indian food.
Yep.
And
we do too.
As far as, you know, I feel like the music's in a lot of those places are, they lend themselves to being upbeat, which keeps you going for the day, but not so upbeat that you can't have an intimate conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Cool. What are you drinking at the Indian restaurant? Like, what are you going to eat and drink? Like, what would be romantic? Because some people eat oysters and stuff like that, and there's certain foods that are supposed
to be
good.
You know, I think Christy and I are a little bit unique in that we like, we both will settle on like two things that we want, and we'll just order those two things and then just share it. And I think that for me is what is romantic. You know, when you can be like, you know, sharing this meal with somebody and they trust you to, you know, not spit in their food.
There you go, everybody. There's the romance.
Yeah. No spit in my zone.
No, that's funny. All right.
It sounded like it was going in a good direction there for a second, didn't it?
Yeah, it was good. I was gonna say, don't be one of those annoying couples feeding each other, and I thought, oh my god. But it's okay.
No.
That's up to
no.
you. You know what I mean?
No.
Remember that SNL skit where the lady went to Thanksgiving and the parents were all birds and think? Okay, anyway, that's probably not
parakeet or something.
This is, they started like. Anyway, no, that's not something to bring up on a wedding show. Sorry. But, you know, anyway, so Karen, romance, that is not romantic what I was talking about. But tell us your romantic day.
That's a tough one. I'd probably say since we like, I know, that's why I'm like, okay. We like to, of course, be out in nature any chance we get and hike. So I will say, if I had to choose, I would go to Crabtree Falls because that is my favorite falls. That is a good hike. It just kind of still nice drive along the parkway to get there so you could enjoy a full day of just leisurely nature. And then probably come back downtown for something a little bit more romantic. I vote with Jay. We like the Indian restaurant, so I would say something like Mela or Andaz. There's so many good Indian restaurants, and they all have a nice ambiance and delicious food, so something like that.
Do you have any speakeasies? Because that, to me, is kind of romantic and stuff and cool.
Mm-hmm. We do. We have a few of them. Mm-hmm. The Crow and the Quill is one, and then there's a newer one called the Tiki Easy. So it's like a tiki bar on the back of High Wire Brewing.
Oh, tiki bars. I'm like, come on. Yeah, no, that can get naughty. Yeah, that
tiki bar is nice, though. It is. Like rainforest stuff happening back there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Thunderstorms going on.
See? Speaking of Carol Burnett, you can do Tarzan. Tarzan. But, you know, but then, the thing too is like when you, there's so many ways to like explore even downtown. Like, to me, like, you have record stores, like go to the record store as a date, like a romantic date.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. That is date material.
Fleetwoods, West Asheville. You can go and check out records and get married right there in the same spot. Speaking of marriage.
Well, that's really true. Yeah, that's cool.
Record store hitchings. Hmm. No way.
Yeah. At Fleetwoods. This is how crazy we get.
Yeah, Fleetwood. Yeah.
I think that's my style. And that's
so then what if you play Elvis Presley singing Hunka Hunka Hunka.
Oh God. And, but then you've got the bookstore with champagne. So that would be a good little thing too. Like for the artsy.
Battery Park Book Exchange. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. And that's cool. I like the record store hitching. That could be cool. Yeah. You could go crazy that with fun. That. You could totally punk ass wedding. Oh, yes.
Oh, that could be very cool stuff. Yes.
Doc Martens, the whole thing, right? I mean, come on. Think about it. Oh, I like it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I might have to get married just to do it. Maybe I'll do it for Halloween. I'll do it for Halloween. Nothing legal. Just, you know, just it would be fun. Like, I once, remember we wore that, we helped friends who had an inn, go figure. And they had a wedding, and wasn't it their daughter? Wasn't it the daughter's wedding? And then next thing you know, she had a hoop under her dress. And the rest of the night, you know what we were all doing? All of us took hoop turns running around with a hoop. It kind of looked like that Jim Carrey thing,
that was so funny.
That we had so much fun with that hoop. But that would be, I would hoop it at the record store. That would be cool. And you'd have to do vinyl and really loud music.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Karen,
mm-hmm.
when someone does like a wedding, honeymoon, anniversary, like a long stay, don't they get like a mini kegerator in there? Is it a kegerator? Like a little mini keg thing in their room?
Yeah. Yeah. A little in-room tap. Can. Absolutely. Four nights or more.
That's the way, people. Cool. Yeah. Yep.
That is.
And now, Steve, I'm
celebrate
not leaving you
as
out.
Much as you want.
See, celebrate with bubbles and great.
Steve's on the line now. Uh-oh.
Steve, yeah, you can set Karen up now. So, romantic day for Steve.
Romantic day. Let's see. Well, I'll probably go up the mountains as well, but I'll probably go to someplace a little more secluded than, say, Crabtree Falls, maybe someplace, one of the nice lookouts that we know about where we almost never see anybody.
Oh, you know what he's doing for us, Karen. Oh, when he's bringing the picnic blanket, you know what
he's going for the secret spots.
He's going. Well said. Yeah, he's bringing the picnic
secret
blanket. All right,
there's a few places though,
Steve. So.
Well, then I'll probably just head on back down, maybe make a stop down to Waynesville and go to the Haywood Smokehouse for dinner.
There you go.
True. I knew you were going to say
not the most romantic, but delicious.
It's not romantic, it's delicious. So it's like, all right, but food can be a good turn on. Come on,
Nothing more romantic than barbecue sauce all over your face.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh boy, I have to bite my tongue so bad right now. Oh, I really do. But thank you guys. It has been super fun. And so everyone, romantic adventures in Asheville, from weddings and to getting hitched, eloped, anniversaried, secret spots in the forest, have fun. And Jay, so you do the portraiture and the drones. So I just want to make sure, because we talk so much about drones, that people know that you do the actual portraiture too without the drones, right?
Yeah, with or without. Yep, either way.
Okay. So everyone, that's Spartan Photography. www.zenfolio.com. The links are in the show notes. Of course, A Lion and the Rose is lion-rose.com, where you too could walk down the steps and be next to two beautiful statues of lions and put a rose in your mouth. But no, really, it is a beautiful location for anything romantic. It really is. So thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show. Learn more about the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, which is located in the historic Montford district of Asheville, North Carolina. Go to lion-rose.com. You can keep up with our Big Blend Radio shows at bigblendradio.com.